The Declaration of Independence in Congress, July 4th, 1776. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. We have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war and peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Circumstances of our immigration and settlement here, we have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. We have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, and peace friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General...
At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams, "that's why you should be hanged."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
No.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Okay, dokey. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That's me. I'm right here. I'm right here. And if you want to scrap today, go ahead and give it a shake. The number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, you can also check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, top left side of that page, as well as beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to check out our new facelift, our brand new site, it's called sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's everything that you need to know about us and what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years in this country. Okay, cool. Well, with that said, friends, I want to move on, because what I would like to talk about today is I just like to cover and solidify some of the points that I made. A lot of times, friends, what I'll do is I'll shoot something out there and I'll leave it there. I always give you a reference to the scriptures, because that's where the church is built upon, the revelation of Jesus Christ, Matthew 16, right? And upon this rock I will build my church. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ, not man-made interpretation. Just want to make clear you all understood that. That's why I make reference to the Word of God constantly. Well, a lot of times, friends, I'll also turn around and I'll go ahead and read those scriptures that I'm popping off at that time and during that particular time, just to give you more understanding, because I know a lot of times people don't take the time to see what it really says. So I'll do it for you, okay? With that, over the last couple of weeks, I've been saying some things, and I just want to come behind what I've said, and I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about, and I want them to do the talking. For example, here, I'll give you one right now. Just this last week, I highlighted the fact that these controlled operatives, I asked you the question, I said, where are they bringing you? And what I did is I showed you the new TPUSA, which is completely Israeli-led concerning their narrative with the use of your money. And what's interesting is when you look at all these controlled operatives, you probably know the majority of who they are. But people, you may know who they are by name. You might like some of the things that they have to say, but do you know who they are? And again, yesterday what I did is I took the time to share with you that we judge them according to the fruit that they bear. 2 Corinthians 11, 14, 15, Matthew 7, 16 through 20. And then I was also going to go over to Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. I didn't get there for the sake of time. But in saying that, I just want to show you, for example, this is the controlled opposition. This is one of the topics that I want to basically solidify by showing you what I'm talking about. TPS USA happened to put up a guy by the name of Russell Brandt. Now, for those that didn't know who Russell Brandt is, he's an absolute pervert. He's a comedian. He's supposed to be funny, right? But he's a criminal. He's a sexual predator is what he is. And last week, I'd also brought up how he's hanging out with none other than Alex Jones, another CIA operative. And I showed you the picture of Russell Brandt with his shirt off just a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, on top of, no joke, Alex Jones with his shirt off. The most bizarre things, and what's crazy about it is people say, well, they're Christians because they said they're Christians. But what you see in the fruit that they bear, does it line up with Christ being glorified concerning what it says in John 15:8? Absolutely not. Just the opposite. Okay, so that's another controlled operative. And I'm talking about Russell Brand, Alex Jones. The list goes on. Tucker Carlson. Oh, my goodness, friends. The whole lineup over at TPUSA. Completely carnal. They can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. They're a bunch of statists who call themselves Christians when in fact they're not. They line up with being statists more than they do even coming near the title of being a Christian or even defining out to be a Christian concerning the embodiment of who they are and the exhibition of who they are in action, because their action speaks a lot louder than words, right? Well, I want to show you this. This is Russell Brandt, and you can go ahead and listen to him. But this is Russell Brandt, and I think it's important for you to all understand, too. People need to be asking the question, why is it that they're taking the debase, the bottom feeders, and they're putting them up as speakers concerning what it is that they're promoting over at TPUSA? Well, because that's how you're controlled. Demoralize the people, and I can control you. Read 1 Kings 13:33. No, I mean it. Really, take the time to read 1 Kings 13:33, because this is how corruption stays in power, is they promote the ground feeders in the debased, and they put them up as if to suggest that they're the standard we all got to go by. But really what they're doing, friends, is they're teaching people to shoot for the floor. I want to tell you something right now. The devil is not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. Read Acts 17:31. One more point with Russell Brandt here, friends. I thought it was also interesting to note that his name came out during the whole P. Diddy expose. The same time, simultaneously, the Epstein files came out. And his name's on the list and everything. And kids even came out. The victims even came out and started to nail him, call them by their name. Russell Brandt, Denzel Washington was another one. And there was a whole list of others, right? But Russell Brandt's name was brought up in that. So TPUSA just put him up as one of their main speakers. And I want you to go ahead and listen to what he had to say. And then I want to show you who Russell Brandt is. So let the facts be, we'll lay the facts out as candidly as we can for the world to make the decision. Again, I don't mean to form your opinion as far as judgment goes. You can go ahead and do that, but do it according to the word of God as the standard. Check this out.
Or will I be like trying to stop Ben Shapiro and Tucker Carlson having a nerd fight? Now listen, I will give you such a duffer.
Oh my God, honestly?
Like Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua, pay-per-view Ben Shapiro, Tucker Carlson. Oh, man.
Okay, so there he is entertaining the American people that don't know the difference. And here, I just want to let you, I want to introduce you to the Russell Brandt that TPUSA is covering for, okay?
Russell Brandt is facing two further charges this evening, one of rape and one of sexual assault. The charges relate to alleged offenses against two women in 2009 and a separate to the charges to which Brand pleaded not guilty in April. Let's bring in our correspondent, Oliver Whitfield Miocic. Ollie, tell us more about this.
So you may remember that back in April of this year, Russell Brand, the comedian and actor, was charged with five counts in relation
five
to
counts.
Four alleged victims. Those included two counts of rape,
rape,
two counts of sexual assault,
sexual
and
assault.
One count of indecent assault. Those, when he appeared in court for that in May, he pled not guilty to those charges. Well, the Metropolitan Police now says that it has authorised two extra charges against Mr. Brand.
So that would be
one
seven.
One extra count of rape and one extra charge of sexual assault. And this relates to another two alleged victims who have...
Folks, listen to this. You want to tell me something? Why is TPUSA putting up a sexual pervert up on the stage? charged with rape two times, assault two times, and then three more charges added onto that. These are your conservatives, friends. If you go ahead and you take the bait, then you deserve what you get. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how he works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Again, I want to give you a heads up. Again, I continuously share this with the people, and I know we're just starting the show, second segment here. But if you want to call in, don't wait till the last segment. 281-845-4704. What I was just highlighting right now is TPUSA in solidifying a point I made the other day concerning where the controlled operatives brought you, the popular paid media influencers that are treated like rock stars. You know, another question that you need to ask yourself, friends, why are they always demoralizing the people? Why are they always compromised? Why are they always the ones that should be the least ones picked to be some sort of an example for the rest of us, namely our young people? Why is it that they're always demoralized? Well, let's go over to 1 Kings 13:33 so I can go ahead and solidify this point as well. And what does it say? It says, "After this thing, Jeroboam, the corrupt king who turned not from his evil way," what did he do? We want to know. "But made again of the lowest of the people. He chose the lowest of the people as priests, as influencers, as politicians. Why? Because they're extorted and they're controlled, and they'll stay within the scope of the narrative given to them, because if they don't, it's going to be an or else this is what's going to happen to you. So do you see how this works? Corruption at the top that's tolerated by the people. What do? They make of the lowest of the people. They put them in high places. They consecrate them unto themselves so they can control them in the narrative that they are to give. And that's the people that they pick for their purposes. And it's exactly what we see today, friends. I mean, what's permitted today in America up until 1968 didn't have a leg to stand on. And what has happened? The people have departed from the law that God gives us. They've taken on licentiousness in the face of freedom. They don't even know the difference, friends. Licentiousness means excessive license to go ahead and do whatever you want to do. In other words, do what God forbids you to do. Transgress his law. That's exactly what we're seeing here. So anyways, I wanted to put that one to rest there. So I just highlighted the fact that this is Russell Brandt. He's charged with rape two times over, charged with sexual assault two times over, and now he's charged with three more crimes committed against individuals, one of them being indecent exposure. Well, he's doing that on interviews throughout the United States of America. Again, Americans, ask yourself the question, why is it that these are the type of people that are being put up as an example for the people at large? It would have never been tolerated even 15 years ago, friends, what they're putting up in front of the kids. Even 20 years ago or 25 years ago, no way. Even 10 years ago in many cases, friends, it wasn't tolerated. Well, let's highlight another one. Because I had somebody say to me the other day, Bradley, you said this, you've discredited yourself. Well, listen, if I discredited myself, I want you to call in and I want you to tell everybody about how I discredited myself. That's what I want you to do. I don't need you to be a little coward and to hide in the corner. So when the show's over, then you can go ahead and drop a comment in and hope that everybody believes what you have to say. No, here I am. 281-845-4704. I'm not provoking a fight, friends. I'm responding to the nonsense that people throw at me. No. We never discredit ourselves because we always back it up with the Word of God and the Constitution. And then what we do is oftentimes we take them out and we just show you what they themselves have said. This point that I'm making now, they say it more than anybody else. This is what we play for you. This is what we show you, is them doing it to themselves. Oh, just like I'm about ready to show you once again. Okay. And it's also, people should take note, posted script here for you. It's interesting what I'm going to show you next. Like much of what I show you on the show, on the articles that we've had proving the point that not only are they guilty of the crime, but we also notice that the mainstream media truncates or removes or erases or expunges the videos. Well, the one that I'm going to show you right now is just, it just happens to be one of those. And here it is. Remember during the whole incumbency of the foreigner sodomite, Barack Obama? Right. Nobody wanted to talk about the fact that he was a sodomite and that his wife was actually a man. I played that video for you the other day where Michelle comes out when they leave office. What does she do? She writes a book, Becoming Michelle, after they leave office. Then what happened, friends, is she did a show where she was on a podcast where she acknowledged the fact that she was a transgender man. Although the whole of Hollywood already knew that she was a transgender. Just ask Joan Rivers, who died 2.5 weeks after she exposed Michael for being Michael. Nobody wanted to talk about that neither. They just wanted to give a free hand to those that are intentionally zeroing in on our kids. I was going to have nothing to do with it. And I'm going to have nothing to do with it. It's an abomination. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Okay, so going fast forward, Barack Hussein Obama, Larry Reynolds came out and told you before he was ever the president of the United States of America. Oh, P.S., for those that didn't know, Barack Obama came out of nowhere. Nowhere. And all of a sudden, he becomes a senator. And for 142 days, what is he voting to do? To make sure babies are murdered in the womb. And if they're not murdered in the womb, they got to make sure that there's another murderer in the clinic so they can take the baby out, lest that baby has a chance. They have to snuff them out. Think about that. Barack Obama in office in Senate beats my friend, Alan Keyes, which was a mystery within itself, not voter fraud, massive voter fraud. But what was interesting, friends, he voted over 202 times to make sure that babies were murdered in the womb. Did you know that the abortion industry, namely Planned Parenthood, which is completely unconstitutional, illegal at every given step. Read 20:13 of Exodus. Thou shall not murder. Read Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And we got all these professors in America that love God so much, they don't even stand up for those that are being murdered in the womb by a couple individuals in the federal government who are illegally sanctioning the murder of over 80 million babies. America, you're going to pay for that one. 24, friends. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. Read it and understand. The Lord will pardon it, but not for the shedding of innocent blood. Until it's appeased, Numbers 35, 33, judgment is going to fall upon this nation. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience for tolerating it as accomplices. But let me go back to this. Barack Obama, how many times was he called out for being an individual that was not from America? How many times did the media denounce it? How many times did Fox News call him out? Never. How many times did Rush Limbaugh call him out? Never. They didn't want to talk about the controversial issues, the issues that mattered the most during the time that it did matter the most. What did they do? They faltered. They capitulated. They did what they were told to do because they cared more about the money from their sponsors than they did for standing up for their nation. The only one that did it, friends, was Joe Arpaio, sheriff from Arizona. Him and his friend that was, a forensic investigator, found out that Barack Hussein Obama was a foreigner. He had no constitutional standing whatsoever. Donald Trump said it, but did he do anything about it the way he didn't do anything about Hillary Clinton? Absolutely not, because they're on the same team, the uniparty system. Nobody wanted to talk about it. And yet the evidence was right in front of our face that he had no business being in office. He was entertaining your sworn enemies. He was giving F-16s and military gear, friends, and supplies to our sworn enemies. My goodness, people. And the people let him do it. Well, it was one of those topics nobody wanted to talk about. But here, listen to Barack Hussein Obama after he left office.
Now, 3 years ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya.
Did you hear him? Okay, so I just want to know. I just want to make clear that you heard that. He said it. Nothing was omitted. It's right there. The tech companies are expunging the video, the audio. That's why we upload stuff. Unless somebody out there says, Bradley, you know what? You lost all credit because you said something that wasn't true. No. That's why I'm doing the show today. Here again, so you know, out of his own mouth, he told you that he was from Kenya. Not once, but twice. And by the way, Michael, you know him as Michelle Obama. He came out on three different occasions and said it. Also, if you go back to over to this sodomite, this foreigner, Barack Obama, who is working on the behalf of a foreign nation, just like the current administration is doing, it's interesting to note that he also called Michelle Michael on three different occasions, Michael. And yet, people don't want to pay attention because the truth demands a response. Hey, folks, truth is treason in the empire of lies. Do you understand? And it's our job, like Gideon, to tear him down. Judges 6. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Raised from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take my friend Chris from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Chris. How are you, my window washing friend? And what is it that you have to share with the rest of us today?
You are in very fine form, Bradley, as usual. I commend you for your courage, which is very much lacking in the Christian world today. I would like to begin my comments by saying this, and I've often shared this with friends and family. If Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, and I don't mean to go back to the election, but this is illustrative of the nature of our society today. If they had been running for office in the 80s or earlier, they would have been laughed off stage. They would have been considered some sort of a Saturday Night Live comedy skit. But we take such characters, extremely unchristian, I will add, characters, as serious, because I don't know why. I was told that I needed to vote for the lesser of two evils. And I tried to, by a Christian leader, no less.
Yep.
But let me say this. We are in a very bad situation. Donald Trump is regarded, and feel free to to add commentary at any time, Bradley Dean.
Sure.
Donald Trump is regarded as one of the most pro-life presidents in the United States or the history of this country. Did you know that there are more abortions being performed today under a so-called conservative president than there ever were before Roe versus Wade was repealed? Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. As a matter of fact, I've covered that quite a bit. Again, that's all. And I just said this to somebody today, Chris. I said, that's all you have to do. When you hear from the popular pulpits today and you hear from the halls of government today and the politicians, whatever they say, you can almost count on what they're saying and what they're doing are two different stories. And it aligns itself with Isaiah 5:20. Let me add to that, because I also highlighted, and if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and pull up a point that you're making right now, Chris, and hopefully I can do this within just a short time here. But it's one of those things where Donald Trump, just like he, you know, called himself the most Second Amendment president in the history of America, when in fact he does just the exact opposite. His first 500 days of his first criminal tenure, he actually, along with 25 said Republican governors, they signed on to 55 gun legislative acts to basically undermine the Constitution and the Second Amendment. And he's also the guy, after the school shooting that allegedly took place in Florida there, he was the one that said, you know what, just go ahead and take their guns first. Due process second. That's what we're dealing
later.
With. Yeah, yeah. I mean, but,
and give them due process later.
That's right. That's exactly what he said. Yep, that's what he said. And so when it comes to the abortion issue, Barack Obama, I'm sorry, same difference. He actually added more. Donald Trump added $600 million more to the abortion pot for Planned Parenthood than that of even Barack Obama. And this was reported immediately by conservative news outlets that what Donald said and what he just did were two different stories. But again, this is the history of who this guy is. And it's been the history of who he's been since day one. He's a chameleon. His family has come out and told us to beware of this. His mother said, this is a fact, his mother said that she wishes and hopes that he never gets into politics, because if that was going to happen, it would be an absolute disaster. And guess what, Chris? We're living that disaster right now. I'm looking for this. Yep, here it is. I'm pulling it up on social media platforms concerning what Chris is talking about, friends. Planned Parenthood, this is the first criminal tenure of Donald Trump, and it's up online. The mainstream media even took the highlight and covered what it is that Chris is talking about right now. Okay, he actually added $600 million more to the abortion pot to make sure babies were murdered. And that's all you have to do, I guess, Chris, and this will be my thoughts, is just tell people what they want to hear. And then when you get into power, because they don't judge according to the way scripture tells us that we're supposed to judge, you know, we'll get away with it. And it's exactly what they've gotten away with. And if the fact of the matter is they haven't gotten away with anything. They think that they're, you know, convincing all of us that they're smarter than all of us. But it's like what I believe Abraham Lincoln rightly said, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. And you can fool the Lord at no time. He's exactly right. So there's the fruit that we're going to, and we are sowing right now, if we don't put a stop to this nonsense going on concerning this current administration. And it's not just Ben Donald Trump. But again, if you look up on the social media platforms, this is Washington Times highlighting the fact that Donald Trump was indeed giving more money to Planned Parenthood, just as our friend Chris is highlighting even now.
So I will leave you with this question. I don't expect you to be able to answer it off the cuff, Bradley Dean. I get a lot, when I talk to people about this topic, they say, well, Donald Trump basically just said, we're going to turn the decision of whether or not we will allow abortions over to the state. How do I respond constitutionally when people broach me with that response?
It's just all nonsense. Here's the bottom line. The burden of proof is on them. Ask Donald Trump, were they ever derived delegated authority from the people to go ahead and murder their own children to the equivalency of 80 million babies? That's all you have to do is, where did you derive that constitutional authority to do that? It's a violation of common sense. And if you read the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, they have no business whatsoever sanctioning the murder of our own children. In any sense of the word. I again appreciate you, Chris. I really do. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. One of the things Chris also said, friends, about the lesser of two evils, it's always delivered up to you that way. And I want to slow down just for a moment, especially for our new friends. I want you to see how this works. There was over 1,100 presidential candidates the last cycle to pick from concerning who are our candidates, who are our options. How many did the mainstream media deliver up to you? I want to say it again. There was over 1,100 presidential contenders to choose from. How many did they give you to choose from? Two. And then what they do, like what Chris just said, is they offer you the lesser of two evils. Well, let me say it this way, because if you go to 2 Chronicles 19:2, which I have pulled up in front of me right now, should thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is the wrath upon thee from before the Lord. In other words, of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. And go outside of the box of what the mainstream media and Fox News is giving you as options, friends, because they're not giving you real, legitimate options. They're giving you the clowns in the circus of politics in this uniparty system. It's exactly what they've been doing for a long, long time. I guess, again, what comes to my aid is a condemning. It is to those that love the darkness, but not to me, it isn't. Those that love the truth, this isn't a bother to them. They're glad I'm sharing this information with you. How is it that the American people have become so desensitized and dumbed down to actually believe the system that's being played out in front of them is legitimate? It's like even what I highlighted a couple weeks ago when I showed you that the NFL players are coming out and saying that it's all pre-planned. Who's going to get hurt? Who's going to get promoted? Who's going to win the Super Bowl? And that's all you have to do is get a quarterback involved with a referee and you can rig the game. And we're told they're all rigged. We heard from none other than this just huge, giant NBA player who asked the question at the beginning of the season, this year, who's going to win? What city are we going to be hanging out for concerning the championship? In other words, it's all pre-planned. Just like boxing matches and like baseball games are all pre-planned. Am I saying that in every given scenario? No, I'm not saying that in every given scenario. But when I go to the NFL, I can say it is in every given scenario. Last year, the year before that, friends, how many videos popped up of former NFL players coming out and telling the people that boot camp has nothing to do with boot camp the way you think it is? It's about going through the scripted plays and they already know who's going to win and who's not going to win, who's going to be hurt, and who's not going to be hurt. Now, I don't need to chew my cabbage twice, friends, but if the American people believe that here, I just want to tell you what the Lord has to say about it in Jeremiah 11:14. Okay? What he told us is he said that there's gods in every city. He condemns this idolatry. And when you don't take heed to his warnings of idolatry and condemning them, what you do is you're inviting all of this to come at you. And it's you're opening the floodgates of iniquity upon yourselves by deceiving yourselves to suggest that it's okay to do what the Lord condemns. No, no, it's never for our good. What does the Bible tell us in Proverbs 13:13? What did he say? Come on, you Bible thumpers out there. Come on, what did he say? Those that despise the word of God, what does it say? Despiseth their own soul. That's right. That's right. If I want to go to a destination, would I get rid of the map or GPS, or would I want GPS? Would I want a map? Yeah, yeah. Common sense comes into play, right? You need a map. What do you think the Word of God is? What is that? It's a lamp under my it's a light under my path. Right? And we want to get rid of that light? Who called himself the light of the world? His name is Jesus Christ. Is he the light of the world? Yes. And guess what? The good part about all of this is he doesn't deny himself. And he won't deny himself. He promised he wouldn't deny himself. And he doesn't deny himself. I do business with my Lord, my big brother, the captain of my salvation every day, my king every day. He is who he says he is. But again, you got to meet him on his terms, not your terms. On his terms, not your terms. Now, I want to go back to something that I brought up yesterday, and I want you to again see it for yourself, because they're telling on themselves just like Russell Brand did. And sometimes Bradley just has to go out and get the information and share it with the people that they don't want you to see. But again, this is what TPUSA has become. Did you know that over the last 10 days, TPUSA went from the top 10, namely under Charlie Kirk? I shouldn't say the last 10 days, forgive me. Over the last 3 months, it went from the top 10, which, by the way, they're all paid platforms. That's all bought and paid for. That's given to them if they'll drive a certain narrative. That is a fact, right? But with that, did you know that since Charlie's been allegedly assassinated, did you know that they've dropped down to 94 already? Folks, they're on life support. And what they're doing is they're just using more money to prop up concerning the inevitable fall of TPUSA. And I'll tell you what, nobody's doing a better job than Erica Kirk. Let me tell you. Most despised woman in America. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just basically proving the point. Once again, I'm not going to leave myself hanging out there. And I just want to solidify the things that I've said over the last week. If I didn't cover it, I'm doing it today. Just to basically stop the mouth of people that don't know what they're talking about. Yesterday, I had a lady say that I said something about Gerald Ford being a pedophile. And then she comes back and said, "We know him. He's a family member, this, that, and the other thing." And then she goes on and says, "You've discredited yourself." So what I did is I went out and got one of the child victim videos that's out there for public consumption. And I put it on there and I said, "What were you saying? Question mark." I'm not trying to be smart about it. I'm not trying to be cocky about it. I'm trying to help these people that are unwilling to help themselves. They love lies. They love the darkness. They hate the light. They don't attack the people that are lying to them, people. They attack the people that are telling you that they're lying to them. I mean, it's like in the church, it's the same thing concerning ministries like mine. You know what they do is they praise the dead prophetic people, prophets of the day, not claiming to be anything, but I'm just talking about someone that holds to the word of God, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ, namely the gift of prophecy. That's what I'm equating it to. But what do? They praise the prophets of old. They praise them because they're dead. But the ones that are alive, you know what they do? They persecute the living ones. Oh, yeah, I live that. But I'm open for it. I'm here to contend for the faith. The way that the apostles did, the way that the prophets did. Of course, that's what we're called to do. We're called to contend for the faith. And it's exactly what I'm doing. Okay, so let's get over to the next point. I played this yesterday. I want you to listen to this.
Flip is okay. When someone says
I want
says
you to go ahead and listen to this real quick.
Accidentally reveals a hidden thought or belief.
Listen.
For young men, you have amazing role models like our handsome, dashing president. And you have amazing role models like the assassin J.D. Vance, our vice president. And when I say that...
She didn't realize what she said, friends. She didn't realize what she said, but she said it. What is Erica Kirk, who's being called out at every given turn for lying to the American people on film? She keeps telling Nicki Minaj, "I love you. I love you." Okay, they're on stage having fun because they're using the word assassin. Okay, now one of the things I had proposed to the people yesterday and brought to the light. Does this look like a woman that lost her husband 3 months ago? I'm telling you what, people are enraged at this. When you have a useful idiot named Glenn Beck with her on the show saying to her, "I have never seen this ever in my life." She is despised by the American people. Does she look, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, does she look like a grieving widow? No. She's on stage with Nicki Minaj. Why does she have Russell Brand? Why does she have, and this is just literally the tip of the iceberg. I know some of the people that run that platform. And I'm watching this, I'm saying, you people should know better. They don't care. They just care about, what they care about more than anything is elevating themselves. They love the spotlight. They don't care who they share it with. They don't care if they're driving a narrative that divides the people so they can conquer those that are overseeing these events. Like the Netanyahus of the world, Mylakowskis, who are now threatening Western nations to basically stop anti-Semitism. You know why they're doing that, friends? Because they lost the narrative, just like I said 6 months ago. That's what you do when you become desperate and you become afraid of losing control. But that's who this woman is. That's who she works for. What we were told Charlie Kirk refused concerning the $150 million, she took right away. Those that Charlie didn't want on the platform, she's already put them up on the platform. She reversed the narrative, just like Johnson did after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. It's exactly what she did. Folks, many people believe she's a honeypot. Let me say this, more than not. If you're not listening, folks, if you're listening to Fox News, that's your problem. They're the ones driving this. I want to say one more thing, and I'm going to prove my point with Nicki Minaj. Folks, the only ones driving that narrative are those that are profiting from that narrative, and it's Fox News. They're not your friends. Remember what I brought up yesterday, the 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, that Satan transforms himself as a minister or an angel of light and his ministers in the same fashion? But the Lord then comes behind it and he says, you judge them by what they do. What are they doing? I played a video yesterday for you, audio for you yesterday of Charlie Kirk, right? And some girl was talking about Nicki Minaj being an example for the young people. What did Charlie Kirk say? He said, Nicki Minaj is not a good role model for black girls. young girls. Why is it that he's allegedly gone now? And before you know it, she is literally reversing the narrative concerning what Charlie Kirk was basically laying down. Because you just seen Nicki Minaj there, but I shared with you, and this is the point I want to make for you so you can get it, is the fact that Nicki Minaj is the one that said what was just said, and she's put up on a stage in front of a bunch of Christian conservatives, they call themselves. Their status is what they are, friends. That's what they are. What Jesus told us to be aware of, that's what they're promoting, Mark 8:15. Read it when you get a moment. That leaving. But I told you Nicki Minaj says that she has a demon called Roman. You guys remember that? Just want to make sure. So when you see her say it for yourself, again, she said it, I didn't. Listen carefully.
Is a crazy boy who lives in me.
That's not
a... She called Roman a crazy boy, a demon that lives in me. That's what she said. Okay? She said it. Bradley didn't say it. I'm parroting what they said so you can line up your support for those people as I hold you to the standard, the word of God. That's why people are either going to love guys like me or they're going to hate me, because I mean what I say. Okay. Then I brought up Beyonce. She's another one of those that's supposed to be a Christian singer who does the same as Nicki Minaj, one of the most debased, I mean, folks, debased, immoral, prostituting themselves for the world to see. And they have the audacity to say that they're Christians. Just like it reminds me of Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. They rip off all their clothes for the world to see. And then they get up and talk about their Christianity and how they dedicate their awards that the devil just gave them to Jesus Christ. That's all by design. That's all scripted. They're all told to do that. Because they know within themselves, they no more serve Jesus Christ than the devil did. The devil had more sense than these dummies. No joke. Read James 4 when you get a moment. I want to play this because I want you to hear this. This is Beyonce talking about a demon that appears when it's time. And she begins to understand that Sasha's taking over now. She's on none other than Oprah, who's also named as a child trafficker.
Usually when I hear the crowd, when I put on my stilettos, when like the moment right before when you're nervous and that other thing kind of takes over for you.
Uh-huh.
Then Sasha Fierce appears in my posture and
did the way you hear I that? Speak and everything. The other thing appears.
Old Sasha's coming out.
Old Sasha's coming out. Old Sasha's coming out. Lest you people out there think that this whole industry, the music industry, is completely controlled from the top to the bottom. When people are trying to warn you about the occultic activity taking place in Hollywood, you know, again, what we need to ask is who oversees all that? Who owns all those industries? Hollywood, the movie industry, the music industry. Boy, it goes back to those Zionists again, doesn't it? Who can't stand Goyim? Who wants to eradicate Goyim, kill Goyim? That's white men, white people. Yeah, it's amazing. And then you got these idiots that are going out there and being the instrument to undo our own, as we pay attention to them, if we do, what we're doing is we're bringing about our own undoings is what we're doing by giving heed to it. See, the reason they're promoting this immorality, because it goes back to what I said earlier, it's all about demoralizing the next generation. Because the more the people take heed, the more they part with Christ, the heavier the judgments get. And that's where America's at. Somebody also brought up yesterday in closing, it seems that America is going under the judgments of God. It's like, where have you been? You must have just took time to read that Bible. You've been there for a long time. For people that are waiting for the war to start, I'm here to tell you it started a long time ago. And it's time we put on our armor. Ephesians 6:12. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, and get busy. See ya.